Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
Okay, before you do that, what company is this? What is your company called?
Well, I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we have more than 300 companies, so more than 300 lines.
Well, I see a charge on my account from this number, and I want to know who you are, please.
Like I'm advising you, I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we have more than 300 companies, so more than 300 lines.
So you don't have a name.
We can't provide you with no information of our companies because we have more than 300 companies.
You don't have, but your number is on my account, and I'm calling your number right now, and you cannot give me the name of the company that charged my account. Is that what you're trying to say?
We can't provide you with no information. We have to have an account access first. I'm sorry.
So you're a scam. Are you a scam?
I'm a customer service agent at a call center
For
where we
which
have more than
company?
three.
Which
We have more
company?
than 300 companies there with more than 300
Okay,
lines.
okay. What's the name of your company, the call center? What's that
We
name
can't provide you
of
with
that
that
company?
information. I'm sorry.
Why can't you?
Because the call center is not the one that's billing you. The call
So
center is just with more than 300 companies with more than 300 lines.
okay, you charged my account, and this is the number on the thing. So how can I find who did charge my account?
The only thing that I could do is try to pull up an order for you, but I will need to gather your information. If you don't feel
What?
comfortable providing us with your
Okay,
information,
no, no. Okay, what information do you want from me?
what is your zip code, please?
75043.
I'm sorry?
75043.
And what is your first and last name?
My name is Bob, Bob, and the last name is Mulima.
And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
It's the same. 6417 Casa Vista Drive, Garland, Texas, 75043.
Thank you. I see an order was in on February 2nd for $7.95 for a smartwatch. Do you recall placing the order?
Yes, that is $7. I know because I did a survey and they gave me a free gift, but now I see a charge of $56 and something on my account. It was $7, exactly what you say, but I see $56. What is that about?
For that watch. When you placed the order on February 2nd, you paid $7.95 for the watch to get sent out to you. After your trial expired on February 5th, on February 6th, we billed you for the item. You have 48 hours to call in and cancel if you don't want to get billed for that item. It's stated to you in the terms and policies that you have to accept. The survey is from a different company and it advised you to pick an item and you picked the smartwatch.
Yeah,
If
because
you'd like to
it
continue
was
with the membership of the account, we can apply 35% discount.
listen, okay, no, the issue was it was a survey, and it was said it's a gift, it's a free gift, but they charged me the shipping cost with zero on it, but now I see they've charged $56 on it.
Yes,
So,
for that watch, because you did not call in your trial. The only way the item stays free is if you call in your trial. If you don't call in your trial, you get billed for the item, and we can apply a 50% discount if you'd like to continue with the membership of the watch. If you don't, we could get your account canceled to prevent all future charges.
Ma'am, that was a false thing. I just want my money back.
Automatically, the charge is valid because you agree to that information when you place the order.
I did not agree to that information. The issue was $7 for shipping. It was a survey, and they said, choose this free gift. And it was a free gift with a shipping of $7, which I agreed to, not $56.
I apologize that the terms and agreements were overlooked when you were placing the order, sir. But automatically, the charge is valid. The only thing that I could do is get your account canceled to prevent all future charges not to go through.
Man, that's false advertisement. That's really false advertisement. You know?
I apologize that the terms and agreements were overlooked when you were placing the order. The only thing that I could recommend is every time that you place the order to go over the terms and policies. If you don't go over that information, you won't know what you are accepting. Every time online, when you place the order, you have to agree through the company's terms and policies.
No, but the thing was so clear. It says when you do this survey, then they say,
did you went over the terms and policies when you placed
I
the order?
I went through the terms and policies because it was saying that you do your survey and there will be a gift for you, and they said,
that is not the terms and policies.
But they never gave me that this thing costs this much, and this is your shipping cost. They only gave
it
me a shipping cost.
It does advise that information in the terms
$7.
And policies.
Which
and
is
it tells
$7.
You, it does advise you that we're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, that we are never closed. So you call in immediately when you place the order to cancel the account for you not to get billed the retail price of the item. And you will still receive the item for the shipping and handling. Your account is canceled. You'll receive an email confirmation stating that. Is there something else I can assist you with?
So what happens to the item itself?
The item has already been shipped out. So you will receive the item. I cannot stop a shipment when it has already been sent out.
You cancel the item, but I'm gonna tell my bank.
I never advised you that I was canceling the item. I advised you I was getting your account canceled to prevent all future charges not to go through.
No, go ahead and cancel. Whatever you cancel, you go ahead and cancel. But I'm gonna report this to my bankers about that, because I have the information. Actually, the good thing is that I screenshot the information you're talking about. I did the screenshot of it.
And that
okay.
is totally fine. When you file a claim with
it
your bank,
it was $7 and something,
when
$7
file,
and whatever, some
when you
change.
When you file a claim with your bank gets in contact with corporate. Corporate on their side have to turn over your
IP
address.
I'm going to reject that
tracking
number. I never agreed to
you
guys
judging
me. It was a free gift.
When you file a
claim, it was a free gift. That's how you present. That's how you present it.
Are you going to allow me to finish speaking, please?
Go ahead and speak.
When you file a claim with your financial institution, with your bank, they will get in contact with corporate. Corporate on their side have to turn over your IP address, tracking numbers that lead back to the address name on the account. With the IP address, it shows how you placed the order, what site, what advice you use. If they see that the terms and the policies are stated to you where you place the order, automatically the charge stands valid. We win 99% of our claims due to terms and policies. What I could do as a customer courtesy, I can apply a 50% refund of the charge that was done to the account.
This is so terrible, man. You know, the way you present that thing is so terrible, okay? Really. And you know what I'm talking about, you know?
Every company
you know what
has
I'm
terms and policies, sir.
But mom, let me tell you something. You know what I'm talking about.
No,
the
sir,
way
I've seen the terms and policies on the site, and it does advise
they
you to
present,
call and cancel.
The way they present the thing, and the amount they say they're going to charge me is only $7.
What
now
I'll
I
do,
see
as a customer courtesy, I will issue the full refund of the charge that was done to the account for the $56.95. But I recommend every time you place an order online to go over the terms and policies. If you don't go over that information, you will not know what you are accepting, sir. The refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, please, now just refund that money back to my account, please.
Okay. The refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. You'll receive an email confirmation stating that. Is there something else I can assist you with?
So you said it's gonna come back between what time?
3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days.
Yes,
and
sir.
And you're gonna send me an email today with that information.
It can take up to 24 hours. Check your spam and junk folder.
Go ahead and do that for me because, no.
Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, no right now. But
well,
I want that money back to me.
3 to 5 business days.
Just take your $7 that you wanted that I for the shipment, whatever I paid for, and refund that money back to me. Is there any confirmation number?
Recommendation?
Is there any further? Is there a confirmation number for this
talk,
please?
That's why you're going to receive an email, sir, stating that the account was canceled and issued the refund.
But how can I make sure if I don't have a confirmation number for this transaction?
We don't have a confirmation number for calls. Everything is noted on the account. You'll receive an email stating that your account was canceled and issued the refund. If you don't receive your refund in 3 to 5 business days, give us a call back.
Okay,
like I'm advising you, we're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, so you can get in contact with us anytime.
Okay, go ahead and do that, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead and do that. So hopefully you're recording this conversation.
Yes, sir. Is there something else I can assist you with? Because I will have to move on to my next call.
Okay, you can move on to your next call. You can,
thank you.
Should stop. And I'm going to also tell my bank about this because it's not right.
If you're still going to go ahead and file any kind of claim with your bank, we cannot process a refund, sir.
Okay, go ahead and process a refund. If I don't get it within 3 to 5 business days, then I will have to deal with my bank about it.
Your bank could give us a call too and confirm that we process the refund.
All right. Thank you, Mom. Thank you for
your
call.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.